Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Is as the flower of the field, the grass withereth, the flower fainteth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, no discharge in that war.
Serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
All right, shalom, shalom. Let me adjust this mic here. It kind of relaxed on me a little bit. Ah, praise Yah, saints of the Most High Yah. Hopefully I'm coming in quite well. Been having little issues lately with certain things, but hopefully we are working on them to get them taken care of. Oh, hallelujah. Got tens across the board. That is good. Thank you all, brothers and sisters, beloved of the Most High, for joining us again this evening on this edition of Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host again tonight, Teacher Shane. Hallelujah. A servant of the Most High Yah, your brother. Hallelujah. And we thank Yah for his grace always, for his mercy, for his long suffering, his gentleness, his meekness, everything that he is. And hopefully we ourselves are attaining unto the like said manner. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we've been in a study in the book of Hebrews for a while. It's been a great journey. And I thank Yah for the book, because it is a book written to a certain people, certain nation. And again, this is Yah's doing. And I thank Yah for, you know, allowing us to be our partaker of his nature, be a partaker of his inheritance, just to be a partaker, be sons and daughters. Hallelujah. 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 And in the past Shabbats, we've been getting a wonderful, wonderful, rich, fulfilling word. We learned yesterday, Pastor talked about dedication, the spirit stirred in the realm of dedication. And that's something, you know, that within each and every one of us, day by day, that should be getting stronger and stronger and stronger. We have to understand the greater one that is in us. And we've learned about the greater one. You know, the whole of the book of Hebrews is about one. Yeshua HaMashiach. And we've been fellowshipping, breaking bread, joining in with the word. And I always am very grateful for this fellowship, you know, this opportunity, this time to minister, to be a ministrator of Yah's word at this time and this hour. Very grateful for the calling. You know, a lot of people don't understand the realm of calling, but those that have been called to certain administrations, whether it be, you know, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, they understand, you know, as time goes on and as this we go down this path and we have our master and our savior before us teaching, leading, and guiding us. And therefore, as he ministers to us, therefore we minister to you. And we minister substance, not of ourselves. And we should never, as the ministers of Yah, the ones who have been given a calling, minister themselves. But the greater one in us should be the one doing the ministering, the spirit of Yah, given the breath. Thereby we do live, eat, drink, and have our being. So this dedication, we have a great cloud of witnesses before us. And we're in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, where we get to experience the worlds of these witnesses. And as we go on tonight in our study, I do pray by the power of the Most High Yah, by His Holy Spirit, by His Ruach HaKadosh, that somehow, some way, that you will have the ears to hear, the eyes to see, that somehow, some way, that you will be edified, that you'll be enriched, that you'll be emboldened for the week ahead. As we got to really, you know, as time goes on, we're that much closer getting to home. And as we're getting closer to home, how much more should we be in preparation, in dedication to the one who called us? We didn't call ourselves. Those who really know they have been called know that this calling was not unctioned of themselves. So let us again fellowship with our Savior again tonight, the Word. Let us continue on in the book of Hebrews, where the chapter starts out, "Now faith is the substance." Faith is the substance of things hoped. That's that vehicle hoped. That is the main ingredients. We cannot have no substance without hope. And it's talking about faith being the substance. Even though faith is not something we can hold with our hands, or we can set it up on a shelf. No, faith goes deeper than that. It's not the faith that the religions of the world teach, where they give assent to something in their mind. They give assent to something that is natural. They don't give witness to something that is substance. Because if they have no substance in them, then how could they speak of a substance? How could they have hope for a substance? If there's no hope in them, Buddha has given nobody hope. Hare Krishna has not given nobody hope. Muhammad never gave anybody hope. Well, we know one did. The Son of Yah, who loved us and gave himself for us, put himself upon a tree, the embodiment of hope. And as we go on in this journey, and as we age in this walk, hope becomes a little bit more deeper. Hope becomes a little bit more of an essence. We understand day by day, hope brings on a substance. And it's a substance that we are not creating in ourselves. But there is something in us. A ministering spirit, hope, is able to bring this about. If it hadn't been for the dedication and the sacrifice of Yeshua HaMashiach, there would not be this thing called hope. There would not be this thing called faith in our time and in our hour. When you look at what they call the Old Testament, the word faith only appears twice in the whole of the Old Testament. But it wasn't until Yeshua came on the scene that faith did much more abound, that faith took on itself. It was no longer something that was abiding outside. Now it was something because of one that died upon a tree, made a way for this thing to be inside us, his children. See, this substance, you know, we really, really, you know, in layman terms, in logical terms, we cannot really put words to it. And I think, therefore, we must let the Spirit give the utterance day by day. We must let the Spirit do the leading day by day. We must let the Spirit guide us in substance. We must cleave to the Spirit of Yah for this thing called faith. Because now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now, the people of Yah, we should be a lively people. Why? Because we have a hope in us. Like I said, not a hope that we conjured up, not a hope that we manufactured, not a hope that we went out and tilled up the ground, throwed a seed into it, and then performed this of our own labors. No, this is beyond us. And when there is going to come a time when this great heavenly thing, the greater one in us, is going to give the testimony outside of our words, outside of our mind, as if we're day by day fellowshipping with the Word of Yah. As we go on in this walk, we see the thing we call our life diminishing. And from the onset of walking into His life, a diminishing should really, really took a hold of the believer, understanding now that the life which he now lives in the flesh, like Paul said, this life that I live now, I live by the faith of the Son of Yah. Now he said, I understand it, and we the believers, we understand it, that this life that we're in now, that we're walking, talking, breathing now, is not of our own. So then again, we desire fellowship with our Elohim. We desire communication. We desire cleaving so that He can feed and lead and guide us and to a better understanding of this great love that He has for us. I think this love that He showed forth that gives us a hunger to really, I mean, take a hold of the Creator of all living. Take a hold of Yeshua HaMashiach and say, tell me, teach me, teach me. Like Paul said one time, if I may know the fellowship of His suffering. Now, was that Paul speaking, or was that the greater one in him that was speaking? What was it, that relationship that Paul had with himself, or a relationship that Paul had with Yeshua? And he was able to walk and talk with Him. I mean, as days go on, the hunger in us should be getting deeper. As these days grow more evil, our cleaving to the Holy One of Israel must be. This must come forth. We must let our old life behind. Many people are still trying to walk this walk with their mind and their heart and their being still in the past, when that should be diminished. That should have died with the old man, and this is a work of faith. Again, there's not nothing that we can pick up a hammer and a saw and cut and do of our own accord. If we could really see the love that Yeshua, that our Elohim had for His children to redeem us back together. He's begotten us again unto a lively hope. He's put to a lively hope. He's put a hope in us. And that hope in us is His hope. If we would just relinquish ourselves, if we just perchance would shut down all that background noise that we're all the time got our ears tuned to. A man should have his eyes forward in this walk and his hands on the plow. Because this thing is always going forward, forward, never backward. The Most High has set this in perpetual motion forward. And there's nothing we can do to stop it. Because His Word has constructed it so. So let us continue to trust the Most High Yah. Let Him lead us in this journey. Let Him strengthen our faith. And learn who the author and the finisher of our faith is. Hallelujah. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And we got somebody in the room that's carnal. I don't know who this ACOG is. But hopefully, Brother Ugly, you're taking care of that, because definitely he's not here to hear. I don't think this is a person of faith or a person of hope here. But now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it, what faith? The elders obtained a good report. And then it says, through faith. Now, did you hear these words that are in play here? We started off with now faith. Now we're dealing with through faith. Through faith. We understand that the worlds were framed by the word of Yah, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And it's an amazing thing on this verse that I watched, just happened to watch a scientific documentary the other day. And there are certain scientists coming to the understanding that this world and the physical realm that we are in, it consists of things which are not seen. And these are heathen, secular people coming to this understanding. And I sit back and I watch that and I said, but if only they could know the one who spoke this into being, the one who spoke your life into being, the one who called you to be a son, the one who called you to be a daughter, the one who put hope in you. If only they could have hope. If only they could taste of faith. If only they could taste of His hope and His faith. And as they taste of His hope and His faith, then they're able and just and a good witness to be a one that would broadcast, one that would witness, the one that would give account of the greater one that is in us. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of Yah, and that's through faith. We start off with now faith, now it's through faith. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And as Pastor said yesterday, you know, a lot of these so-called Hebrew ministries, messianic, they do not touch hardly at all things of a spiritual nature. And why do they not? Think about it. You know, Pastor said it over and over. How can someone give testimony to something if there's not a testimony, if there's not an experience, if there's not a relationship, if there's not a fellowship to speak from? But those of us who have been filled with His Spirit know that we speak with a different tongue. Even though we may speak, you know, a messed up language, and even though we hear a messed up language, even though it might be just a language of a bunch of gibberish, Most High Yah, in His greatness and in His mercy, was able to reach us even through this language, to where we could understand Him in a more greater language, a language that we do not speak with our tongue. Well, we understand those who have been filled with the Spirit of Yah know that our relationship and our conversation, it is on a little higher and different plane than this temple. And I thank Yah for that, because the Word does give testimony to that. And it is through this faith, such a beautiful thing. You know, we speak and we give witness of a Master and our Savior who our eyes have not seen, hands have not touched, like, you know, the apostles, disciples did at that time. But still we can give a great testimony of a greater one in us, because something else has been put in us, something else we can attest to. And it is marvelous in our eyes to be able to have the privilege to be a mouthpiece for the Creator of all living at a certain time, at a certain hour, whenever He willeth. Hallelujah. 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 And then we go again to verse 4, and we're working up to what we're going to talk about tonight. I'm just giving a little quick refresher here. So we said, now faith, through faith. And then last time that I ministered and taught in the book of Hebrews here, when we had this blog talk, we talked about by faith. Notice them words, now, through, by. They might be English words, but let us hear the Word as He, the Most High, as Yeshua HaMashiach, will want us to hear it. Now this by word, it's a two-letter word. And this by, it has, I guess, a definition here, if we can say on that part. By means identifying the agent performing an action, or through the medium. So we starting to learn here. By faith. Faith is the agent to perform in an action. But that faith is not there until there's hope first. Because that hope has got to be now. And whatever is hoped for, and our hope is always and should always be an unction from the Most High. It should be within the law, precepts, statutes, and commandments. It should be in the borderline, in the safety of righteousness. Because if it is, He will give us the desires of our heart. But we must have hope. And this hope, like I said, and I'm going to keep, I have even remind myself that the hope I need to be listening to, that the hope I need to be adhering to, is the one I read of, the one I, when I bow my knee and bow my head, the one who I'm having conversation with, the one who I'm making my prayers and my supplications known to. He's the one that has given me this ability to bow my knee, to bow my head, to lay prostrate, to be in humility, to be in a position to, as the world may look at it as weakness, we understand that it is our strength, that it is our fortress, that it is our protection. It's the strongest, one of the strongest positions to be in as a child of Yah, is to be prostrate before Him, to be bowed down before Him, to have the knee bowed, and to give reverence unto the one who has filled us with these great and precious promises, that has filled us with His Spirit so that we can have access to Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's not that difficult. We do not need 1,000 lexicons and dictionaries and all this temporal books to understand the simplicity of Christ. Because we learn more of His love through the trials, the tribulations, the sufferings that He leads us and guides us through, that He brings us into, to make us, to bring us into a more perfect state, that He allows this walk of faith to come upon us, to continually sharpen us and get us closer to Him. This is a beautiful thing called faith. And to always be in the now. Because there's going to come a time when, you know, in these natural bodies, breath is going to leave it. And we're going to be in the presence of our most holy Savior. And then when we're in that present, when we're in that state, it will always be now. And we let, you know, the constraints of this world and the time, the clock ticking and the flesh aging and perils and troubles and sufferings take us the wrong direction. When this is a walk of faith, the just shall live by his faith. But we read Hebrews 11:4, by faith Abel offered unto Yah a more excellent sacrifice. So faith was the agent that led Abel, that performed this action, that he was able to give a more excellent sacrifice, that he chose this relationship with the Most High Yah by faith. Because at the time when that more excellent sacrifice was being given, it was now faith. And when he performed the sacrifice, put on the fire, that was through faith. And we understand now that by faith, this was the strength. This was the leading. This was the guiding. This was the teacher that helped Abel to offer unto Yah a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Abel offered by faith a more excellent sacrifice, and by the same he said he obtained witness. And because of this works, he was a witness, and we can witness. We are a witness to his witness. And because we can fellowship with Abel through the word, we can see through his trial, his suffering, his tribulation, everything that he went through. We read it, we read it, and we read. Now we let this become part of our substance. And as we read in here in Hebrews, you know, this word that we read in English words, but there is a word that is being instilled in us greater than that ink on paper, greater than that English construct. There's that word that's putting hope in us, the same hope that was in Abel. We're reading of it, and we can understand that same hope is in us. And if Abel can do it, then greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. Because Cain was in the world. And because he was in the world, he heard the world. The world nourished him. And by that, he could not give a more excellent sacrifice. So this by faith, we the saints of the Most High Yah stand that in us, day by day, that we have this agent, we have this greater one in us to form great and marvelous things. We cannot do it of ourselves. That's why we prostrate ourselves within ourselves. We humble ourselves within ourselves and then make a habitation for the Most High Yah to work in our fingers, to work in our toes, to work through our members, our ears, our eyes, our taste, touch, and smell, whatever be part of our being. Let it be rendered unto the Most High Yah. Because when we were in the world, think about it. When you were in the world, you had no qualms. You had no resistance. You just let whatever spirit was in the area, whatever spirit within the time, whatever spirit was in the emotion, whatever the spirit was in the turmoil or whatever it may be, we let them freely come into our house and do whatever it wilt. But now we're on the other side of the impalement. Now we do not serve the God of this world. Now just think that same volition, that same energy, that same time, that same effort, so-called effort, that we gave when we were under the slave master of Satan. And then we come over in this walk and always say, this is too difficult. I can't take it. I'm tired. Strength. Who is your, what is your testimony? Are you going to speak of yourself when you say, I am tired, or are you giving witness to yourself? You're saying that there's nothing in me to strengthen me to go any farther. Really sit back and take inventory and think about this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, saints of the Most High Yah. And I thank Yah for the ability to always give a more excellent sacrifice. Because many of us have a background, but we don't let that background overshadow. We know it's behind us. But you really think about it. The servitude that we gave that old man. And now here we can walk in the newness of life, walk in the power of the new man. And if you have not been filled with his spirit, I implore you to be filled with his spirit. Because the Most High I wants his children walking in his power, in his might, and in his strength to give testimony of him and not of themselves. You know, that is a litmus test to those who walk after the flesh and to those who walk after the spirit. Those who walk after their flesh all the time be given testimony and acclamations and everything about what, you know, the works they have done. But the children of Yah know without a doubt, by faith, through faith, and they speak in a now faith. Without him, we can do nothing. We know more and more as the days go on. Without him, we can do nothing. We are his bride. He loves us. He is a husband. He shall provide food, clothing, conjugal rights. And he is not one to at any time to shrug away from doing his duties. And we know that. And we've been hearing that a lot through the voice of the shepherd. If perchance you have the ears to hear, the only way that you can really have ears to hear, that you're hearing with the Spirit of Yah that is in you, that you're not listening at any time with bitterness, not listening with hatred, you're not listening with envy and with jealousy. We know when anything is filtered through any of these, it produces no fruit. It is fruitless. So by faith, Abel offered unto Yah a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. And then by which? Because of faith. He obtained witness that he was righteous. Yah testifying of his gifts. And by it, he being dead, yet speaketh. And it goes on. And it says, by faith again, by faith. You know, I sit back and look at this and I really take close attention, you know, even to our sentence structure in the English. Not to really, you know, to make anything of, you know, what can I say? Importance on that wise. I'm just looking at the construct and really trying to understand what the Spirit of Yah is even saying through this. You know, and any time when I'm reading the word, tell you the truth, I fight leaning to my own understanding. And I do not want to lean to my own understanding. And if I lean to my own understanding, I will not learn nothing of him. I will not have fellowship with him. I will not be partaker of any of his nature. And I see a lot of people in this walking after this logical. Pastor is always telling us about. The shepherd's always telling this mental assent. And the scribes and the Pharisees and the lawyers, even at Yeshua's time, that we read, you know, was reading yesterday. These were whited sepulchres, full of dead men's bones. You know, they had a lot of knowledge up in the head, but it was everything else was empty. There was no Elohim in that house. But it says by faith, by the agent, a medium, something that gives us an ability. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. You know, and as we read this word and get this word in our heart more and more day by day, this molds our hope. Even though we're reading an English book, the Most High Yah is putting his language in us. Even though we might be hearing in English, you know, our conversation is not in English. when we love one another, that is not an English action. When we pray for one another, that is nothing of an English action. Really think about it. You know, we're receiving this word, you know, we're hearing it in our ears by the vehicle of an English language. And when the Spirit digests it and it adds it to our substance, then we're able to perform these things. It's an amazing trade-off in Yeshua. It's a magnificent harvest. It's a beautiful thing. You know, many people might knock, you know, the English language, but I still look at it and hawk back. And that's how the Most High Yah reached me, through that language. And I learned of a man called Jesus Christ. And as I learned of him, I see that he could cast out devils and raise the dead and heal the sick and cleanse the lepers. And I learned, greater is he that is in me than he is in the world. And because I read in English and got a testimony in English of all these wonderful works of a Savior, and then by faith, through faith, now faith, I acted on that thing which I read. But I see that my true conversation, that the true manifestation of my spirit was not of my own, that I received it from a greater power, that I could pray for my brother and sometime my sister to cast out a devil. Even though I am commanding, come out in the name of Jesus. And I'm going through certain phrases, and as the Spirit leads, I'm speaking in English. And sometimes the Spirit will lead me to speak in tongues while during deliverance, while helping deliverance. Still somehow, some way, the person being prayed for still gets delivered. And you really sit back and think about it. Now, what is the Most High Yah really putting in us that we should really, really pay attention to? And once we pay attention to, should we not harness it? Should we not allow him to work through us like we did in times past? Lest all the envy and all the hatred, all the doubt work its work in us in times of old. But this work that the Most High Yah is doing, and he reaching people, Japanese language, in Spanish language, and we're in a time, and we're an hour where faith is bringing, you know, all these nations together. Just as on the day of Pentecost, There was Yehudim just out of everywhere. And they were probably different dialects. You heard they were different languages, but they still heard one voice. And the multitude was speaking one voice. And they heard every man his own tongue. Think about that. The power of Yah that can break the boundaries of this world. Faith was the substance, the hope that the 120 went to the upper room with. The hope they stayed through the fullness of time. They stayed to the fullness of the word that was given them. 500 there were there, the ascension of Yeshua HaMashiach. But only 120 really heard? And only 120 were able, by faith, through faith, to have the now faith, to have the Spirit come upon them and the Spirit to be in them. So by faith, Enoch, by faith, Enoch was translated. And we understand by faith this medium, this agent was able to help Abel to give a more excellent sacrifice. And this agent, this medium of the Most High Yah, gave Enoch the ability to be translated, that he should not see and was not found. Because Yah had translated him. And we've got to understand the Most High Yah in this time and this hour, and in whatever station of war you walk, you are in a translation period yourself. Because all the children are going to be with him. But there are certain things that comes in this translation. There are certain things that comes to this conforming. There are certain actions that's got to take place. And here we have the institution of faith to give us the ability to walk and talk and to be like our Most High Yah. And you see, by faith, Enoch was translated because of his hope, because of the substance. We can see that he had a hope in a thing. He had a hope in a promise. He had hope to be with the Most High Yah. And this hope propelled him to a point to where the Most High Yah says, come on up, son. You're ready. Because it says, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found, because Yah had translated. Why? Why did Yah translate it? Because Yah said he had this testimony that he pleased Yah. That he pleased Yah. That he pleased Yah. Translated, transfer to another place, to carry, to change, to remove, to turn, demoni, pleased, Yah. And we read yesterday, what was it in James? Let's go there. James chapter, I think it's 2. I'm going to hit that once again. Got two Bibles up here today. Got one of them about barely hanging together. Praise Yah. James chapter 2, verse 14 says, what doth it profit, my brethren? Though a man he say he have faith and have not works. Well, we've been reading here by Abel, by Enoch. There was something in them that helped them perform the works. A lot of people, you know, they look at us and think that we're keeping the law to be saved. No, the thing that is helping us keep the law, because we hope that we are saved, that the faith that he has put in us, the hope that he has put in us, gives us the strength and the ability and the know-how to keep his laws, precepts, statutes, and commandments. Because he said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Love, love, love. And we know Yah is love. Love is an action. World translated as an emotion. And we know how temporal emotions are. How One second you could be happy, the next second it could crumble to dust and you'd be downright sad. There's no stability in it. And most of the people of the world, they are driven by emotions. That is the medium. That is the agent that propels a lot of people. A lot of people want to react, but the people of Yah know how to respond. So what does it profit, my brethren? So a man say he have faith, and we got a lot of people say, I have faith, I'm the faith of this, I'm the faith of that. But they have not cast out one devil, not healed the sick, not raised the dead, not loved their brother, not loved their sister. What does it profit, my brethren? So a man say he have faith and have not works, can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace and be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? And many people out there are only in the profit for themselves. Not there in the profit of others. A lot of people ain't out there sacrificing their time ministering the word of Elohim, which is not their word. Ministering the word of hope, which they pull from the hope that is within them, because they can only one that can give true witness to true living hope if it is living inside them, if they have fellowship with it. If they have suffered with it, they have been through the trial and the tribulation with it, and they have had communication with hope time and time again, and they have a relationship with hope and have a relationship with this love and have a relationship with faith. And a lot of people cannot give true witness to anything because the greater one is not in them. We've seen the one at Green Bay, the scholar, whatever he was. Only he could give testimony to the temporal while our shepherd was trying to hopefully have ears to hear what the eternal was saying. See, the people of Yah don't want to hear the one that has such a short time. The God of this world is tied to this world, and this world is temporal, and it's going to pass away. And he knoweth he hath but a short time. But our faith and our hope and our substance in us is that we're banking and that we're putting up substance in that area which thief and moth cannot steal, cannot corrupt. We're putting all our assets into the eternal, because we know our greatest treasure is the one that is in us, Yeshua HaMashiach. And we learn more of this treasure day by day if we stay in his word, if we stay in his peace, if we stay in his long suffering, if we live by his faith. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. And he says, show me thy faith without thy works. And then the bold, the righteous that is bold of lying says, and I will show thee my faith by my works. I'll show you that is living in me I can bring it to manifest in this realm, in this world. I'm receiving it from the world to come, and I am receiving it from the one who is high above all the heavens and all the earth. Thou believest that there is one Elohim, one Yahweh. Thou doest well. The devils also believe, but they tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that, again, it is hammering it. Faith without works is dead. If faith, if it does not have no hope to give substance, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I mean, we sit back and just really, really meditate on that one verse, and it will feed us the rest of the chapter. The beautiful, beautiful understanding that the Most High Yah is communicating us to us. He knows how to reach us through an English language, but he's speaking to us in his language. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered his son upon the altar? No, Abraham. That man must have great hope in him to be called out of his father's house, not knowing where he should go, but he was belief, had hope that voice he heard would lead and guide him, would nourish him, would clothe him, would house him. And he did. And it was, you know, through faith, by faith. And then when now faith was now, his son was upon the altar. Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works? Notice what he said, this work, when he had offered his Isaac, his son, upon the altar. Seest thou in this how faith wrought with his works? We look at this and we just like, man, what hope is gleaming out of this word here. If it wasn't for Abraham performing this work, performing this act, how could I be partaker of that world? How I could be a partaker of that same spirit that was in him, that is the same spirit is in me? And now we can have fellowship in the same manner, that we have the same strength as our father Abraham, his only begotten son. And you really think and sit back, you know, now if it was me, if I was Abraham, put myself in Abraham's shoes, and that was my only begotten son, and I loved him. I mean, that deep, deep, rich, you know, rooted love for my son. And through faith, I hear a voice, sacrifice your son. And he obeyed the voice. Seeing thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. You know, many people don't stay in this walk long enough to have their faith perfected. We're so worried about this temporal, so worried about our lives. You know, if our mind is consumed with Yeshua's life, his life, then what's any room for our life? When he's the lead and the guide and the lifter of our head. When we come to that realization and we understand it more and more, day by day, he clothed me, he fed me, he led me, he kept me out of this trouble, he kept me from that death, he kept me from this situation, he healed me of this, he delivered me of that. We just got to really, really sit back and see You know, in this walk, how the Most High is really building a glorious testimony in us. And we're going to allow Him to speak what He has done in us. We're going to allow the Spirit to speak because we have nothing to speak. It's all Him and none of us. It was all of Yah's strength to repel Abraham to perform this very act. Then a man who had the knife lifted in the air and then the downstroke. And it says, and the scripture was fulfilled. Woo! Which saith, Abraham believed Yah, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of Yah. Now ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works? By? When she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, notice this correlation. So faith without works is dead also. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Saints of the Most High, I'm going to take a quick, small ministry break here, and we will continue when we return.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G. T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
And hallelujah. In this we have great hope. Hallelujah. Ah, saints of the Most High, Yah. You know, the word goes and tells us also on the same note, talking about Enoch, that he pleased Yah. And we read in the next verse, without faith it is impossible to please Yah. For he that cometh to Yah must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But many, many people do not want to stay in this walk and in this talk. To believe that he is. Word tells us, be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only. And it says, if you do, you just hear it only, you deceive yourselves. It's something about, it's a unique and beautiful relationship that once you know, you receive instruction in your native tongue. But you really, really don't understand the fullness of it, especially in Yah, till you actually do it, until you actually have fellowship with it. As many people had to step out, I had to step out in faith to believe Yah's word that the seventh day was the Sabbath of Yahweh thy Elohim. That door was opened unto me. But I would not have, you know, the treasure of the rest day, the fellowship of the rest day, the fullness of the rest day, if I had not acted upon that word. And because I acted upon that word and believed Yah and had fellowship with Yah on that behalf, I can testify. You can testify. And so forth and so on with many other things in this walk. A lot of people hear a lot of things, but they don't do them. And therefore, they don't reap the benefits of what the word is really trying to communicate. Because this is a language to the spirit. Once a man heareth the word and he doeth it, then his spirit will hear what is being said unto the assembly. The carnal man, the natural man, cannot hear this language. Because it hates it. Can't perceive it. Darkness will not comprehend light. But we, with the greater one in us, with the ability, he gives us the ability to perform, the strength to perform his word. And now we, as we go on in this faith, as Abraham did, you can see at that very moment when the now faith was upon him, how it was perfected in that work. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. I'm in James chapter 1, I'm at verse 23. Notice this, listen, you know, to this English construct. And then let's hear what the Spirit is saying unto us. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, we know that as one that deceives themselves, they're a hearer only. But if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, it says he is like, listen to this, unto a man beholding what? Listen at this. He beholds what? His natural face, his temporal face in a glass. So on the other hand, let us look at this if a man be a hearer and a doer, whose face is he seeing then? But, I mean, just look at this, what it's saying. This man is a hearer but not a doer. And the only thing that he can see is his natural face. So he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, in like in a mirror, in a reflection. And it says, because he heareth, but he don't do it, he beholdeth himself. Notice the words being chose here. He beholds himself. Notice what he's taking hold to. Now, if a man is a hearer and a doer, what is he beholding then? But this man that is a hearer only, he beholdeth himself and goeth what? Because he beholdeth himself and he's seen his natural face and he goeth his way. Says in straight way, straight way, forgetteth what manner of man he was. But it goes on, but it says, but whoso looketh into the perfect law, what? Law of liberty, a law that sets you free. You know, the covenant that is in us. And this, after those days, saith Yahweh, I will write my laws in their hearts and in their minds. And then because the law is in their hearts and their minds, now because of this taking place, now I will be unto them their Elohim, and they will be unto me a people. Because now these people have the ability, these people have the substance to perform his word. And we know his word does not abide in this temporal. His word is eternal. And because the word was in Abel, the word was in Abraham, we see now this far down in time, in our boundary, that word is still remaining. And we're able to be nourished by that testimony, nourished by that account, nourished by what happened in that world, in Abram's world, in Enoch's world, in Abel's world. And we see all these accounts. And it's in all this time, this effort, and this energy for us, it's getting us ready for the world to come. See, we are the people that has been subjected to this. And we read that the angels look into the very self thing that we are now immersed in. This thing is beyond us. And we need to get out of the streams and the currents of this world. And let us get into the ark and rise above. Because there's judgment coming. There was judgment at Noah's time. But by faith, the saints of the Most High are, I'm going to probably stop right there. And I pray somehow, some way, this gave you something along with the wonderful word and the meal that we received yesterday to strengthen you throughout the week. It's my heart's desire always to my beloved, that I might impart unto you something, you know, as the Most High has put in me. I pray that it's communicated to you, that you will receive it, act upon it, and then you can have fellowship with it, and then you can go strengthen your brother. Let the conversion come day by day by day. And when you are converted, go strengthen your brother. Go strengthen your sister. Hallelujah. As we walk by faith and not by sight. By faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Is your hope being fueled from the word of Yah? Or is your hope in this world only? Oh, hallelujah, 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 saints of the Most High Yah. Thank you all again for the fellowship. Thank you all, my beloved brothers and sisters, for fellowshipping tonight with me in the Word. Thank you, Brother Paul, Brother Ugly, again, for posting scripture. Love you, brother. Thank you for your labor. And I'm glad your faith is failing thee not, as the Most Yeshua HaMashiach prayed for us, his disciples. Thank you, Brother Steve, and all you laborers. You know, the harvest is plenty, but those that are laboring, there are few of us. So pray that the Most High Yah would send laborers. Oh, hallelujah. Bless you all, saints. Oh, bless you all. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.